This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. In her first speech in pursuit of the White House, Hillary Clinton is making it clear that if elected president, she will push for unlimited abortion on demand, even though abortion is allowed for any reason anytime during pregnancy in most states up to the date of birth. Clinton, speaking at the 6th annual Women in the World Summit, says too many women are denied abortions. Pro-life advocates regard her comments as a shot across the bow at pro-life advocates and countries with pro-life laws. A pro-life leader in Chicago has been arrested and alleges that those who ordered the arrest may themselves be destroying video evidence. Attorneys with the Thomas More Society are defending Eric Scheidler in his first ever arrest and are demanding the return of evidence. This is Life News Radio.
The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view.
Critics of those who make the studied connection between abortion and breast cancer have long said abortion has nothing to do with subsequent breast cancer. They call it correlational. The American College of Pediatricians is spelling it out very clearly that it is a causal relationship. Abortion often leads to breast cancer. Though Planned Parenthood and organizations like Komen for the Cure busily deny the link, statisticians say that the rise of metastatic breast cancer around the world is linked to an increase in abortion. The article at lifenews.com is very clear and easily understood. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.